game span with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV. Crimson Tide Kickoff. Play-by-play for Alabama sports and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Today's theme, you got to bring some to get some. We're going to bring it here on the Gary Harris Show. I know I sound a little bit rough. Chase, I feel fine, but I have, I noticed last night when I woke up a couple of times, a lot of congestion. I think there's a, just sinuses, I think, with the weather, I guess, changing a little bit or whatever. So I want to go ahead and say that because I think it'll clear up as I go. You know, earlier in the morning, you know, these things kind of affect you a little bit, but I do have a little bit of congestion this morning, but I feel fine, so shouldn't be an issue, but I hope it gets a little bit stronger as I drink this water, and eventually, about 15, 20 minutes from now, I'll pop the top on that Pepsi Zero Sugar from Buffalo Rock. That should help some, too, but good morning, everybody. I'm Gary Harris, Chase Brunfeld, alongside Manning the Controls, taking your phone calls on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. That's 205-342-9904. We'd love to have you be a part of the program. I see we already got Corey and Trustful ready to go. Corey, we'll get to you in just a couple of minutes after I run down the show. First, I need to tell you this hour, the Gary Harris Show is being presented by Alabama Credit Union. Discover the heart and soul of our member-owned credit union, empowering our members, enriching our community. We believe in the thriving connection between our members and community, and as a member-owned institution, we prioritize your financial well-being, recognizing you as a valued member with a stake in our success. Together, we are committed to building a future marked by financial security and prosperity where each member actively shapes the direction of our credit union. Man, that's strong. That is so cool, and I should know. I've been a member, and I am a member, and I would love for you to join me. Find out more at alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com, Alabama Credit Union. Loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership. Then join today and feel good about your money. And put a little extra change in your pocket. Here's the lineup for today. Matt Coulter on NASCAR coming up at 9:30 as the playoffs are hot and heavy right now, getting ready to cut down from 16 to 12. At 10:30, Larry the Music Man, and Larry was on yesterday to preview the segment, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Toy Caldwell's daughter is going to join us. Of course, the great leader of the Marshall Tucker Band, the late Toy Caldwell's daughter, will be with us this morning in the segment. That should be a lot of fun, so heavy dose of Marshall Tucker Band this morning, Chase. Also, you know about the viral video of Bray Hubbard jogging during a live play in the Florida State video on a play where Florida State scored and it looked like Bray did not give maximum effort. That clip went viral. He had his media availability yesterday and he responded to it. And I've got that audio for you coming up here. It's a short clip because what I did is I took it out of his entire media availability and he's at the mic and the reporters are not on the mic, but I was able to boost the audio so you can hear exactly the context that he was asked about that situation and about bringing more intensity in the ULM game. So we've got that clip for you. Plus, we've still got that sound. We ran a little bit of Ryan Grubb yesterday. If we have an opportunity, we can get to Kane Womack and also to Kalen DeBoer. We don't run nearly as much coaching sound here as a lot of the other shows do. It's simply because I just like to get to it when I can, but I don't want to just come on every day and just play tons of sound from press conferences, but we may get to some of that if we have an opportunity. News and notes wise, Alabama basketball, we said yesterday, Caleb Holt is coming in. Of course, they got a commitment a couple of days ago, and now comes news of another five-star prospect visiting this weekend. Dylan Mingo, number 5 overall player in the 2026 class and the number 1 point guard, is visiting as well. So you can see that Nate Oates and company are really prioritizing getting this 2026 class wrapped up fast. And they have a knack for when they, well, they're great recruiters. This entire class is just shaping up really nicely. After Chris Washington Jr., the 6'9", 195-pound wing from Providence Christian Academy in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, committed a couple days ago. Caleb Holtz coming in, and now details this morning that another outstanding prospect, one of the best in the country, is coming in this weekend as well in the form of Dylan Mingo. So Bama basketball with Nate Oates and that staff, Preston Murphy, of course, the lead recruiter, doing some work again. So that's on the menu. Of course, Alabama and Wisconsin, 11 a.m. on Saturday morning on ABC. Of course, you can hear it here on Tide 100.9 FM, pregame, the game, and postgame coverage. Crimson Tide right around a 20-point favorite. I said this yesterday, and the more I look into this, Chase, the more nervous I get about this game. Danny O'Neill, this Wisconsin quarterback, he scares me. He reminds me of Pavia, of Castellanos, 6 feet tall, right around 200 pounds. May not even actually be 6 feet tall, maybe closer to 5'11". Athletic, and a guy that can make plays with his feet and with his arm. He wasn't even going to be the starter. But when the starter went down in game one with an injury, O'Neill stepped in. Billy Edwards Jr., who was the starter, and you know what? If he comes back, he may still be the starter again. But I don't know. I got a feeling that this Danny O'Neill is going to be the guy that is going to be playing this weekend. And he just has that type of physical build and stature that, you know, has given Alabama trouble. So I'm going to try to get somebody on from Wisconsin tomorrow or Friday on the show, one of their media people or somebody in their sports information department to, well, I'd like to get Luke Fickell on. Should have worked on that. But we're going to go into more whether it's going to be O'Neill or Edwards as the starter. And but I don't think Edwards is going to play on Saturday. I think it's going to be O'Neill. So we are off and running here on the show, and we're going to go ahead and take our first break. And then when we come back, we've got phone calls. Corey and Trustful, you're first up. Then Ragged Glory, you guys hold tight. Matt Coulter on NASCAR coming up at 9:30. Larry the Music Man at 10:30. We'll have that clip from Bray Hubbard. And we'll take more phone calls, as I said. So the Gary Harris Show for a Wednesday. I know I don't sound great, but I feel fine. So hopefully this voice, as I talk more this morning and drink more water, will clear up and I won't have this nasally sound. I hate this sound, Chase. Don't like it. It's not my voice. But we'll be right back on the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Wednesday morning, and sports, several area high school football teams are ranked in the new poll released this morning. Hillcrest 9th and 7A, Northside is 10th and 5A, Gordo 5th and 3A, and Tuscaloosa Academy is 1st in 2A, along with Sullivan at 8th, and Barry is 6th in Class 1A. No area prep teams will be in action tomorrow night, but there is a full slate scheduled Friday night. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meet and 3 special Monday.
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Since 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big screen, high definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's management dream team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports and on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9.
Nice girls.
Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. And congestion Wednesday, I guess we can call this. Chase, are you battling it at all? You got sinus or congestion issues going on?
I kind of had it when I was coming back from work, but yeah, I'm starting to drink more water to kind of
clear it up. That's what I got to do, too. I got to pound another bottle of water here in a minute. All right, in the meantime, we're going to pound these phone lines, and we're going to talk to Corey and Trustful, and then we'll get to Ragged Glory. Hey, Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Doing well, buddy.
I'm not really concerned about this Wisconsin game because, I mean, I understand your point about a mobile quarterback, but besides the mobile quarterback, does anything else about Wisconsin really scare you? I mean,
yeah, their defense with their ability to stop the run. And how efficient they've been and how tough they've been so far. Their defense concerns me. I mean, I think Alabama should win the game. I'll be clear on that. But I think that, just like last week, I predicted a blowout. I'm not predicting anywhere close to a blowout this week. I think I picked it 28-13 is what I picked it with Alabama winning. And so I think this is going to be a competitive game.
I got it 49-10. I think this I get the 11 o'clock start. I just think Alabama's going to show who they really are and put that week one performance behind them and go forward and put two back-to-back performances together.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, I hope Alabama comes out and just takes care of business and, they may very well do that. I think they're going to win the game, like I said. But I just think that in, last week's case, I had no doubt that Alabama was going to blow out ULM. I think that this roster, the Big Ten roster that Wisconsin has, is going to be tough, going to be physical. And I think they're going to be a legitimate opponent. But I do think Alabama's going to wind up winning the ball game by a couple of touchdowns. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But we'll find out on Saturday.
Who do you like in the Tennessee-Georgia game?
Yeah, hey, I'm going back and forth on it, man. I do my point spread predictions on Friday, Corey. I'm not ready to pick that yet. I've been back and forth on that game, man. I just can't make up my mind. So I'm holding off before I give you any insight. I'll make a case in my mind for Georgia, and then I'll make a case for Tennessee. So I'm still deciding.
There's a couple of ways you can look at this. Tennessee thinks they can beat Georgia. Georgia knows they can beat Tennessee, but also it's at Tennessee. It's probably one of Tennessee's best teams in a long time. Georgia's not been quite as dominant as they have been the last few years, and sometimes it's just your time. Just like when Tennessee beat Alabama in the street at 16. This is an 8-year streak for Georgia. Sometimes it's just your time. And Josh Heupel is 21-1 in Knoxville. So sometimes it's just your time. I mean, when Tennessee beat Alabama, we hated it. But sometimes things just go your way and you end up losing the game. And like you said, I'm back and forth on it too. And really, you look at it this way. If Georgia wins, do you want to face a mad Georgia team if you're Alabama? Or if Georgia wins, it won't degrade the hyped up of that game. I mean, it'll still be a big game, but you won't get that top 15 or that top. Georgia won't be in the top 10 anymore, and that game will be kind of diluted a little bit.
Yeah, you know, if you're kind of asking me who I would rather see win from Alabama's perspective, I would rather see Georgia win. I'd rather see Georgia beat Tennessee and, go into their bye week on a high and have the high ranking and Alabama be the solid underdog going into Athens. Plus, I'd rather, see Tennessee come in here when they come in October, not with as much momentum. So I think from an Alabama perspective, it's better if Georgia wins the game. But either way, Alabama's got to go play in 2 weeks. So, it's not going to change that. So it's going to be a heck of a game. It's a marquee matchup, not only in the SEC, but nationally. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. There is quite a bit of good games this week. You got that game. You got Florida and LSU. South Florida and Miami. Texas A&M and Notre Dame. But you got quite a few good games, and I can't wait for it.
Me too. Same way. Hey, thank you, Corey. Great call as always, buddy.
Good talk to you, Gary. Roll Tide.
Thank you so much. Good insight there from Corey on college football and his thoughts on Alabama and Wisconsin. He's got the Tide rolling. He's not too concerned about it. Let's get to Ragged Glory. Hey, Ragged Glory.
Good morning, Gary, and thank you, man. It's a wonderful day. It's beautiful. The first thing I do want to bring up is to Alabama Nation, I did this at 6 a.m. with Martin Houston. Please remember Robbie Glenn and his family for getting ready to take Stryker over to get this procedure done with his mouth and teeth. Please pray for them. Keep them in your thoughts. Just send all that positive energy over to them, because you know Robbie's a good friend of yours and mine.
Absolutely.
Number two, I want to ease your worry about us against Wisconsin. I know they're coming in, and I want to say thank you. I actually watched your TV show last night, Tighter Insider with Rodney Orr, and man, I liked it. I'm going, hey, I got to start watching this more. It's when I get up from my nap. So anyways, showing the highlights of some of what Wisconsin does, I really do think they're going to give us a good game. This is the next level up. They're not a ULM, obviously. But here's what's going to end up happening. We got to bring it. The intensity has to remain there. And never give up, never surrender, and no retreat. I really don't think it's going to be a huge issue with us losing. Honestly, I think we're going to do it. I'm not ready to give a score prediction yet. I can bring that up on Friday.
Sounds good. How's that sound? But I think Alabama's going to win the game too, Ragged Glory.
I do too.
I just think it's going to be a competitive game. You know, this past Saturday was not a competitive game. I mean, that game was over, in the second quarter. But I don't think this will be the case on Saturday. I think this is going to be a competitive game. I think in the second half, the game's still going to be in doubt. And I do think Alabama's going to wind up winning it by a couple of touchdowns. But I don't think it's going to be easy.
Then there's no reason to worry. Right?
That's well.
There it is.
I'm not worried.
Okay, then don't worry about anything, because you know what? Each play, each team, I wouldn't even look past to this Georgia or even Tennessee coming around. Let's not worry about that. Let's whoop Wisconsin. Roll Tide, roll.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Ragged Glory. Appreciate you, man. And we may hear from you again, I'm sure, with Larry the Music Man coming up at 10:30. All right, it's 9:25. And, like I said, I mean, last week, Chase, that's probably, when it comes to point spread predictions, probably the most confident you've ever seen me. I just said Alabama's going to absolutely annihilate ULM, that 36.5 point spread. Like I said, if I did bet on college football, that would have been the game that I would have bet on. This week, even if I did bet on college football, I would not bet on this game, period. I mean, that's the great thing about if you do bet, you don't have to bet. I mean, you know, this is one of those games right around 20 points for the line. I think that that's a little high. I think, you know, I would have set that line a little bit lower. But as I said, it's a reactionary society. These odds makers set these lines based on perception of how they think the public will react. They're trying to set a number where they can get an equal amount of play on each side. So it's not necessarily a line, isn't necessarily we think this team's going to win by this many points. It's more about, well, if we set the number here, we feel like we're going to get an equal amount of action on each side, and then we'll adjust it per se. So if they open a line out at, say, 18 and it goes to 20, that means the team that was favored by 18, most of the money's coming in on them, and they're adjusting the line to get more money on the other side. If they open it at 18, it goes down to 16. That means most of the money's coming in on the underdog, so the line starts to drop. That's kind of how it works. It's not really a forecast of how these two teams, you know, it's not a score prediction. It's a number set on, getting gamblers to split the number, basically. And I know gamblers who a lot of times chase, you know, sometimes they'll bet those preseason lines, you know, out in Vegas or something, or they'll have a line, they may get a team at minus 10, and then because the number swings so much, they may bet it, you know, at minus 6 and try to split the difference or something, you know what I mean? And try to hit it on both sides. So there's all kinds of little gambling tricks that they use. All right, 9:28, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Matt Coulter on NASCAR. It is heating up in the playoffs, and we'll have a discussion on that. And also, Matt, of course, does the pregame and postgame shows here on Tide for Alabama football, so we'll get his thoughts on the Crimson Tide as well. That's coming up here on Tide 100.9 FM in just a moment. First, I want to mention to you, though, the YMCA of Tuscaloosa. I'm heading over there today. Workout day for me, about 11:30. The Y downtown, 2300 13th Street. Great facility, great people, great training staff. It's not just a gym, it's a community. And I think you ought to take a look at becoming a member, too, at the YMCA. Find out more at ymcatuscaloosa.org. The YMCA of Tuscaloosa. Y is ready for you when you're ready for the Y.
Home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide hit the turf to face the Wisconsin Badgers. Our coverage begins at 8 a.m. on your...
That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
With the cup, but he's driving, been striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
All right, 9:32, and it's NASCAR time with Matt Coulter. The Enjoy Illinois 300 this past Sunday, just outside of St. Louis, goes to Denny Hamlin, who really is primed to win his first series championship. In fact, I think a lot of people right now have him as the favorite as they head to Bristol for a Saturday night race, the Bass Pro Shops night race. So it ought to be an interesting weekend. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Gary, how you feeling? I understand your voice is cracking up a little bit, but you sound fine and you feel fine, huh?
Yeah, I feel good. Just a little congestion. Woke up with it, you know, heavily this morning, but I feel like as I go along, it's gonna work itself out. But hey, let's get back to what happened on Sunday. I had Logano, you had Blaney. They had good cars, top five cars. Yeah. In fact, I thought Blaney had a race-winning car. He got spun out by Kyle Larson. And, you know, there's never – when you get spun out, your car is never the same. And no. I don't know what Larson was doing for a guy who is as gifted as he is. He has quite a few of those inexplicable errors. I know Blaney was miffed at how in the world at that point in the race with nobody around you, you just run up into somebody else's car. What did you see there, Matt?
I saw Larson made a huge mistake, and I saw and heard Larson apologize afterwards. But, hey, this is a playoff. You can't make that kind of mistake. And it's not like, I'm sure you watched it or you've seen the replay, it's not like they were in traffic.
No, they were by themselves.
It was just the two of them. And all of a sudden, he just nudges. It didn't make any sense. And, again, you and I are big Blaney fans, but really showed his class. They asked him what to do on the radio, because he was, and this was right afterwards, and he said, just tell me where to line up. You know, he didn't go into any great detail, although I think he was, I think miffed is a good word, but I wonder what happens when they get alongside each other. If that happens at Bristol, there's going to be some rubbing, whether they want to or not. But I was troubled by it, and I don't know that it cost him a victory or slash me a victory, but it's, you know, that's something we'll wonder about anyway. Just back to Hamlin, he had a very good car. He led 75 the most laps. Once he got the lead, then you kind of know what was going to happen.
Yeah, as I said, I you know, again, he has had a lot of opportunities to win a championship and hasn't, Matt. But wouldn't you say right now he'd be the favorite?
Yeah, you know, I really liking Chase Briscoe.
Oh, he could have won that race too. You're right. No,
he's got a first and a second. So, maybe it's the year. But how many years have we said that?
Said a lot.
We said it for the last. Well, you know what? I think we've said it since we started doing the show. Which, by the way, what has it been, 7 years now?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I've been doing it for 10, and I think you've been with me for 7 for the NASCAR segment, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I appreciate you and Todd keeping this thing together. But anyway, back to the race. Logano had a pretty good car, too.
He did. They both had strong cars. Cindric did as well. The Penske cars were strong. Like I said, it would have been really interesting had Blaney not gotten spun out, and I think he and Hamlin would have been right there battling it out. So, yeah. But now we go back to Bristol. Kyle Larson won the spring race back in April, and certainly he's going to be one of the favorites for this one as well. They'll be rubbing, they'll be banging at the Coliseum. I do like that it's on Saturday night, and as much as I don't like 11 a.m. football games in Tuscaloosa, the fact that it is 11 a.m. game, yeah, gives me an opportunity to watch the race on Saturday night.
I thought the very same thing when we were warming up to do the show. Hey, at 11 a.m. That also means our pregame is at 6 o'clock in the morning. But, hey, I'll be home before dark and ready to crank it up. And you and I are both big fans of Bristol. In fact, that's on our bucket list.
Yeah.
We
got
to go this weekend.
It is.
But,
well, go ahead and give us the track report. I know you just gave it to us in the spring, but, you know, several months have passed.
No, it's worth going over. I got maybe a couple other notes. It's 0.53, just over a half mile, and it's very highly banked for a track that small.
It is.
It's 24 to 28 degrees in the corners and then 8 and 4 degrees on the straightaways. I think they first built this track in 1966. And I had to read this a couple of times, and I guess I kind of remember it, but the winningest driver at this track is Darrell Waltrip, and that should surprise no one. But you guys can double-check me. I think it said in when I was reading that he won not just 12, but at one time he won 7 in a row.
Wow.
How can you do that? I mean, the only one in our, since we've been doing this year, I think Harvick won 2 or 3 in a row when they were going through those, you know, like at Phoenix, didn't he win 4 or 5 in a row?
Yeah, I think he did. He did. But seven in a row is unbelievable.
At a track like Bristol is just phenomenal. Of course, Waltrip was a heck of a driver.
They might have to rename. They should rename it Darrell Waltrip Speedway.
Yeah. And you know, they experimented. They did the Braves game there, and they did a college football game there, and they tried and use Bristol for a lot of.
Yeah, and they did it. And they did a dirt track race there.
That's true too.
Which I didn't like.
Just like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Let's stick to the regular track. A lot on the line, as you've already alluded to, as we continue to go through the playoffs, and you know, this is a cut down race. I mean, they're going to cut it down from 16 to 12. You know, you got guys battling to advance. You got a short track. The racing is going to be intense, and the tempers, I think, will be short probably on Saturday night. It's been a pretty smooth year. I wouldn't be surprised at all, Matt, if we have a dust up or a scuffle or two on Saturday night.
Well, and one of the guys, when I was looking into the top 12, and let's see who I was looking at specifically, was Ross Chastain. And, you know, we've seen he's not afraid to stick it in there. He is 11th right now in the points, and so he would be somebody I'd watch in the number one Chevrolet as to, might get something dusted up. Also, Bubba Wallace is running really, really well, but Bubba's been known to get into a mix-up too. So those are a couple of the drivers. He's in the 23-11, number 23 Toyota. So we'll see. Plus, you know, Bristol just causes dust-ups anyway because I use one of these quotes every year or every race. Rusty Wallace said it was like trying to fly a jet plane in a gymnasium. It's a great show for the fans, and I'm looking forward to watching it Saturday night.
Yeah, I got first pick, and I need them. You know, you're still up 8-2, obviously, so I don't have very much confidence that I'm going to make a – I don't know if there's enough races left that I have to go through them to see. But I would like another win or two. And, you know, right off the bat, I'm looking at Kyle Larson. He won the spring race. I'm looking at Hamlin, you know, and I'm looking at Blaney, even though, you know, Penske's not – they're not known as a short track operation necessarily. I think Blaney has run well here, and it'll be interesting to see, like you said, with Blaney and Larson, if they're both in contention, if Blaney would take him out based on what happened at Illinois. I think Christopher Bell, William Byron, Chase Elliott, you know, I think I always have to watch him. But I've narrowed it down to Larson and Hamlin, and, I think the chalk would be to take Larson here, but I'm going to take Hamlin. I just, of course, I've been off on Denny. You know, when I pick him, he doesn't win, and when I don't pick him, he wins. So, but I got a strong feeling that he's going to win the championship this year. And listen, I didn't even mention Chase Briscoe. Like you said, probably is the hottest driver out there. But I'm going to go with Hamlin. So I open the door for you to take Larson if you want to.
Well, you did, and I'm going to. My other pick was going to be – I might have picked Christopher Bell. You know, he had 3 straight wins earlier, but he's been running up front here as of late. And, you know, who else has been running up front and hadn't won here lately? But I kind of like to see Chase Elliott get into the mix too. But
Raggy Glory would love to see that.
Yeah,
Gil just texted in that he's going with Larson too. So, okay. Once again, I had the first pick, and I probably botched it because I had Larson sitting right there teed up for me. But you know what? I got a feeling on Hamlin, and he's not my favorite driver by any means. But I think it's his year, and what I guess I'm thinking is too. Although he's already moved on to the round of 12, so he may not be as aggressive as he would be otherwise. That's probably another reason to take Larson. But I could see Hamlin, you know, wanting to, you know, chalk up a win and getting a little bit physical with Larson if he needs to do it. So we'll see.
Well, I looked at the chalk, and Larson is the favorite. But, you know, that doesn't always work either. So yeah. We'll find out soon enough.
What about, because we mentioned your work on the pregame and postgame shows here on Tide and the Bear. Pretty nice bounce back for Alabama this past Saturday. I've told this story, Matt. I don't bet on college football. But and this sounds silly because I didn't do it, but I called a buddy of mine in Birmingham who does bet a lot of football, and I said, hey, could your guy take a $10,000 bet for me on Alabama? He said, oh, yeah, he takes those all the time.
Oh, wow.
I felt that strongly that Alabama was going to cover that 36.5. Now, I didn't do it, but it intrigued me. But, boy, they were sharp the other night against, you know, honestly, an inferior opponent.
Yeah, I think we all have to remember that. But, I mean, it was almost perfect, seriously. The way they played defense, what do the Warhawks have, 120 yards total offense, 130?
138 like or something like that, I think, yeah.
Alabama, close to 600. And Simpson, as we know, was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Backup guys, look, I mean, you could go on and on and on, but I think we do have to remember, and looking forward, just as we will do with the Seminoles, who look pretty good again. Of course, they were playing an inferior opponent, but let's see how these two teams go further down the line. But the big deal is the Badgers are coming down from Wisconsin, and I don't think we should live on any false hope of what happened against La Monroe. Wisconsin will bring it. They'll be big. They'll be physical. I heard you earlier, so I'm going to kind of follow in your wake. I think it's a 13, 14-point game, and Wisconsin's not going to lie down for anybody. Alabama's really going to have to play as well as they did this past Saturday. I just thought Wisconsin may give Alabama trouble is what I'm saying.
Yeah, again, that Danny O'Neill, that backup quarterback who's now the starter, he's just got that look. He's got that build and that chip on his shoulder type of attitude that has given Alabama problems. I think of Pavia, I think of Castellanos, and when you look at Danny O'Neill, he's a similar quarterback in stature. He's not the tallest guy, but he's athletic. He put up huge numbers, you know, against Middle Tennessee, and he can run. So Alabama's had its issues, you know, under this coaching staff with this type of QB. So he makes me nervous.
Yeah, it makes me nervous for November when Alabama has to play Jackson Arnold again.
Anyway,
that's further down the line. But you're right. O'Neill brings in some really good numbers. And they beat Middle Tennessee, who's normally okay. They beat them pretty bad. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. We'll be at Grandstands, by the way, if you want to have some tequila with your eggs. We'll be there 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll do the post game there in the studio.
Yeah, give us a quick podcast update. When do you got another one coming out?
We've lined up a bunch so we can just start releasing them every week, and we're going to start doing that within the next couple of weeks. But we had one of my all-time favorites on the other day, Kurt Jarvis.
Oh, yeah. Man, what a great football player.
You know what Kurt's doing now?
Well, I know he was an airline pilot for a while.
Yeah, he flies the big jumbos now. He flies internationally. He flies to Amsterdam and all kinds of stuff. But he's still as country as country can be cool. And he's on. He'll be on shortly. We're going to have Butterbean on. You remember him?
Yeah, the boxer. Yeah, from Jasper. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a variety of people, and it's on Good Company under James Spann. You can find it just on literally any social media platform. I appreciate you guys letting me plug it, and roll tide.
Thanks, Matt.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, 9:46 here on the Gary Harris Show, and we're going to take a break and come back. Phone calls are welcome. The Storage Center hotline is open at 205-342-9904. Also, I'm going to get those comments from Bray Hubbard. I'll set up the clip for you, and then hopefully we'll get some reaction. I really like the way he handled this yesterday and his media availability. We're going to have that for you next.
And thank you, because without the donors, St. Jude wouldn't be here.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans.
For you, contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127, North River Timber, CO@gmail.com, North River Timber. Timber Company.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
It's a dry forecast through the weekend. Lots of sunshine today, the high 87. Clear tonight, the low 63. Tomorrow, sunny with a high at 91. Friday and Saturday, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine both days. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 76 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to The Gary Harris Show.
Goal line in, touchdown, Alabama.
On your home for Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9.
And streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Brings us back here at 9:52 in Alabama men's basketball. We mentioned, you know, the visits they've got lined up this weekend. Caleb Holt coming in, who, of course, formerly was a Buckhorn High School up in the Huntsville area, but now is at one of those academies down in South Florida. I forget the name of the one where he's at.
I think it's IMG Academy.
No, he's not at IMG.
Montverde.
Huh? No, it's at the prolific prep, maybe.
Yeah, prolific prep. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Gary.
Yeah, but he's coming in this weekend, and then we told you about another visitor that's coming in, the point guard Dylan Mingo, getting a commitment just 2 days ago from Chris Washington Jr. And then this morning, top 35 wing Terrace Bowie announced his commitment to the Crimson Tide, giving Alabama their second top 50 recruit this week, as that comes just 2 days after Chris Washington Jr. picked the Crimson Tide. Both players visited Tuscaloosa last weekend and didn't wait long to commit to Nate Oates and the Crimson Tide after returning home. So you're talking about with Preston Murphy, maybe Oates has called him the best recruiter in the country. And then when you look at Oates, you may have the best recruiting head coach in the country. So the bottom line is this, Chase, and you and I have had this discussion. When you're not a quote-unquote basketball school, you're a football school. Even though Alabama's got a nice basketball tradition, you know, it's a lot like, you know, other sports where basketball is number one and you have a nice football program. But here, football is number one and you have a nice basketball program. But where I'm going with this is that as long as Nate Oates is the head coach at Alabama, there'll be no more of this, well, we're just looking to be pretty good. You're going to be competing against Kansas. You're going to be competing against Duke. You're going to be competing against North Carolina, UConn, UCLA. That is the competition and the circles that you're going to run in, because Nate Oates is going to win a national championship at Alabama, or he's going to run out of gas trying. I mean, he's not here to just have a good program. He's not here just to get into the NCAA tournament and get to the round of 16. He's not here just to try to compete for the SEC championship. Nate Oates is at Alabama, chase to win it all. Period. So, again, if you're an Alabama basketball fan, I think you have to transition your way of thinking that Sweet 16s, Elite Eights, Final Fours, That's the norm. And if you don't hit those targets, you've come up short. The days of, you know, being satisfied with just getting in the NCAA tournament, winning a couple days, games are over. They are over. With this coaching staff, getting to the Final Four and playing for it all is the goal, period. End of story. It's not, you know, you not satisfied with just having a good basketball program. Oates wants to be among the elite, and I think he's on his way. Let's get a phone call in here from Philip. Hey, Philip, good morning.
Hey, Gary, yeah, good morning. And, you know, Oates just got a commitment a little while ago. Did you see that?
We're just talking about it.
Yeah, Bowie.
Yeah, we just got through talking about it for about 3 minutes.
Yeah. I stepped away, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But no. He did. Yeah. We were just going over that. That this guy's two top 50 commitments in the last 2 days. Yeah. Got two of the top players in the country coming in this weekend. So it looks like the 2026 class is not only going to be highly rated, they're going to wrap it up pretty soon. Is what it looks like to me.
That's right, and I'm glad we stepped into Tennessee and got a guy from Murfreesboro and now this guy from Charlotte. So we're sort of close to home type thing. I kind of like that. And,
absolutely, yeah.
And the visitors this weekend is very exciting. But I like what everybody's saying about the Wisconsin game. That's a game where Alabama is they cannot. Do like they did against Florida State and come out taking that game for granted and not come out ready to play. And I don't think we'll see that. I feel pretty good about it. But Wisconsin's got a big team, big defensive line with some depth, very physical. They scratched that air raid offense they tried to implement a few years ago, and they've gone now to more of a what I call a Georgia attack, just pounding it down your throat. And if you don't like winning ugly, then tough. Because they're going to try to win ugly and shorten that game, keep the ball away from Alabama, and it's going to be a challenge.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough football game. I think it's a football game that's going to go into the second half. Their defense right now is third in the country in total defense. They haven't given up anything on the ground. And as I said before, the backup quarterback who's now the starter, Danny O'Neill, makes me nervous because he's kind of got that same profile as a Diego Pavia and a Tommy Castellanos in terms of his skill set. And boy knows we've struggled with those kind of guys.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Alabama can spread things out a little bit and dice them up with the passing game. I think they're going to have to this week. Not that Alabama can't run or shouldn't try to establish a run, but, Kevin Riley's coming on at a good time, and he's showing a good spurt of energy every time he touches the ball. It looks like he's ready to take off. And just having A.K. Deere in our back pocket is a big plus right now because I think he could come in and easily give you 4 or 5 good snaps a game.
Oh, no doubt about it. They're deep. They seem to be deep at running back. And, Jam Miller, I don't think he's going to play this weekend, but, there's some chatter that he might. He's certainly going to be back for Georgia, it appears. So, they're in good shape. And this will be a nice test, but I do think Alabama will prevail in the end, Phillip.
Well, Gary, I'll try to call back when Larry comes on, I'm just really intrigued by that Georgia-Tennessee game. I think that's going to be a shootout.
It's interesting, man. I'm just still going, like I said earlier with Corey, I'm just going back and forth on that game, and, I will divulge my pick on Friday.
Gotcha.
All right, Phil.
All right, man.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks. All right, it's going to wrap it up for hour number one of the Gary Harris Show. It's been brought to you by Alabama Credit Union. Hour number two is on the way. Yeah, we're still going to get to that audio from Bray Hubbard. We'll take more phone calls. Larry the Music Man coming up. Another hour is on the way.
And W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The 49ers placed tight end George Kittle on injured reserve with his bad hamstring. San Francisco waived kicker Jake Moody and signed kicker Eddie Pinheiro. The Chicago Bulls re-signed guard Josh Giddey to a 4-year deal. In the WNBA, the season ends Thursday. Seattle clinched the last playoff spot, 74-73, beating Golden State. Las Vegas won its 15th game in a row. U.S. men's soccer won its exhibition in Columbus, 2-0 over Japan. To Major League Baseball, Houston's the first place team in the AL West, but just one game over the Mariners, 2.5 up on Texas. The Rangers won their contest 5-4 over Milwaukee. As for the Mariners, a win 5-3 against St. Louis, while Houston blew a late lead and lost in 10 innings at Toronto 4-3.
Language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. BABBEL.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
It's a dry forecast through the weekend. Lots of sunshine today, the high 87. Clear tonight, the low 63. Tomorrow's sunny with a high at 91. Friday and Saturday, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine both days. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 76 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Hour number two of the Gary Harris Show here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This hour being brought to you by Patterson Law Firm in Tuscaloosa. No recovery, no fee. Free consultation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 205-345-1000, 205-345-1000. And when you do call, you'll talk to a real attorney, not a call center, right here in West Alabama. That's the difference. Patterson Law Firm, remember, no recovery, no fee, no money out of your pocket unless they collect for you. And boy, they have had some major verdicts that they have brought in over the years. Patterson Law Firm. Find out more at PattersonLawPC.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we mentioned the big recruiting news for you earlier in hour number one for Bama basketball. Tide picking up Terrace Bowie, a top 50 player. I think he's rated number 35 by... are in the top 35 by ESPN. He's ranked actually ranked number 33 in the ESPN 100. He's a 6'7 wing, and he's committed to Alabama over a host of other schools, Cincinnati, Georgetown, Marquette, Mississippi State, North Carolina State, Ole Miss, Texas, and others. Averaged 15.5 points and 6 rebounds on the Nike EYBL circuit this past spring and summer. By, you know, impressive outside shooting. He made 5 of 12 three-point attempts during July's Nike Peach Jam. And he joins Chris Washington Jr., a 6'9 wing that committed earlier in the week. So got that covered for you. Now it's time for Bama football and Bray Hubbard, who I got to spend a little time with this summer with Tommy Wilcox, who was a 2-time All-American strong safety. He met Bray over at Brian Harden's farm to do a little fishing for a Tommy Wilcox outdoor show. Really impressed with Brayson Hubbard. Great young man. But in that Florida State game, when Alabama took it on the chin, there was a play where Florida State scored a touchdown on the left sideline, and Bray was coming over from the safety position and did not give maximum effort. Was pretty much jogging. And that clip went viral. And you got a frustrated fan base. That play kind of epitomized in their minds what happened in that game. So it's all over the internet, and people are making memes out of it, and Brayson Hubbard had to deal with that. This is a guy whose reputation is to be tough, hard-nosed, give maximum effort, and it didn't happen on that play. Yesterday, he had media availability. And, of course, he was asked about not only that play, but his effort going forward and the effort and the intensity that this team brought against Louisiana Monroe. Here's what Bray had to say about the intensity they brought and plan on bringing the rest of the season and what happened on that play against Florida State.
Same intensity always. It's just, I mean, games happen. I mean, it wasn't me that game. Effort wasn't me that game. But, you know, I had to get it corrected, and I got it corrected, and I'm just going to keep stacking.
I was going to ask about that. There was that clip going around of you. How did you sort of take that in and sort of?
You ever poured gas on a fire like that? Okay. I mean, my phone's blowing up. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, it's part of it. But, I mean, it's just fuel to the fire. So, at the end of the day, that's all it is.
Took it personally?
Yeah, I took it personally. I mean, it's on me. I mean, coaches see it. I saw it. I mean, it's obvious. I got to take it on myself. So,
I want to get your input here, too. He knew it was coming. He was prepared for it. And he didn't try to quibble. You know, he understands. Listen, it's out there. Everybody saw it. Fans saw it. Coaches saw it. Teammates saw it. I saw it. That's not who I consider myself to be as a football player. That was one play, but one play means a lot. You know, I don't want to be defined by that, but he, you know what he's, you know, he understands. I mean, what has come from that. But I listened to him, and you know what I heard? I heard a guy who, hey, man, I screwed up. That's not how I want to be known, and that's not how I'm going to be known. I do think he'll use it. Like he said, that's going to be fuel to his fire. I think now every game he plays in, whether they're up 30 points or down 30 points, when he's on the field, I think you're going to see him running the ball. I think he's going to become a better football player because of that play. It's unfortunate because that's always going to be out there now and attached to him. But I do think he, the way he handled it yesterday, if you're a fan, you say, yeah, this guy's going to be bringing it.
Man, I see it here as a blessing in disguise. I think this is a moment in his career here at UA that's going to define not only him on the field but off the field. I think Bray coming into this season was an underrated player that had more in the tank. And I think this is a moment where Bray will look in the mirror and be like, I represent UA. You know, there's great players that are in my position before me. And they give it their all every single play. And one play does define Bray. If you look at his high school career, his collegiate career, kind of his upbringing, that's not who Bray is. And I think Bray holds himself to a higher standard, and that press conference said it all. You know, so I expect Bray to give it his 100% every play. I don't care if UA is up by 100 points. Bray will be looking to get to the ball within a split second and do it all over again the next play. So I think Bray's going to be fine, and you'll see this upcoming against Wisconsin.
Yeah, good synopsis there, Chase. Folks, listeners, what do you think? You think Bray's going to be better because of this? Call me if you've got a thought, 205-342-9904. Yeah, you know, and it, again, if Alabama wins that game 31-17, it's probably not as big a deal. But they didn't win it, and like I said, that came, that play, you know, somebody saw it, they took the clip, they put it out on social media, and it kind of defined Alabama's effort in that game. But I, you know, a lot of times when people, of course, a lot of times it's off the field stuff, somebody makes a mistake and they'll say, that's not who I am, that doesn't represent. But I really don't think that's who Bray Hubbard is as a football player. I don't. I mean, I made the comparison to Tommy Wilcox. I was around both of them this summer, you know, when they met each other. And I think Bray Hubbard has some of those characteristics. I think he's a lunch pail, blue collar type of football player. And I do think in this case, he absolutely will turn this into a positive, and he'll become a better football player because of it. Hey, we got Tom on the Storage Center Hotline. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Gary. You know, Coach Saban was never big on team-only meetings. And he didn't believe in them, and I don't either. And I think it's a crop, and it's a way to weasel out of a bad situation. Oh, we're going to have a team meeting. We're going to fix that wrong. But Coach Saban said some things that I think everybody on this football team, I love his team, and I love Bray Hubbard, and I see a lot of potential with him. But here's what I would encourage him to listen to some things that Coach Saban said that we've all heard, and we know them to be true. Why does it take something bad to happen to you before you decide you're going to do what you're on scholarship to do? Why does it take something bad? And that speech that Coach Saban made is a great one to go back and listen to if you're a player. Also, he would say things to this team, too. And this group of coaches and players need to put this in the pipe and pump on it, too, and it's it. You play bad, expect to be criticized. Now, Coach Saban said that. Not Tom, but Coach Saban said it. You play stupid and you play bad, you will be criticized. And that's going to happen. I don't care who you are. And that's the way it is in Alabama.
Well, I think that Bray Hubbard understands that. And I don't think he tried to, you know, he tried to push that aside. He took the criticism. Like he said, his phone was blowing up. You know, he understands it. And I do think in this case, and I think, too, that was one play. And I'm not making any excuses for him. But I think probably every other play in that game, you probably could have looked at it, and he was hustling. But it was a bad moment. I don't think that he is a football player that is going to be defined by that. I think he's going to be defined by the kind of season that he's going to put together, and I think it's going to be a good one.
I hope so, because there's a lot of kids on that team that I really like. I like his team. And I would say this, something that he might could learn from Tommy Wilcox. Tommy Wilcox is one of my favorites when he was at Alabama, and I always thought he gave maximum effort every freaking play.
He did.
And that's something I always liked about him. Good or bad or whatever, he brought it. You know, if you knock him down, the next play, you better be ready because you're going to have to do it again. And I always loved that about him and the team that he played on. They were all like that. And I would say this to this team, too. Coach Saban got Jay Sewell to come over and talk about some things about one of the teams. I forgot which one it was. But he said, Coach, what's wrong? What you're doing wrong is this. These kids are not having any fun. You got them locked down to the point where they're not having any fun. Now, I don't think that's the problem with this team. But, you know, the 92 team, Eric Moles, and I was talking to him, you know, the great receiver from
Mississippi State. Yeah.
And I was talking to him one time. He said, you know, the thing about Alabama that always made me madder than hell is they'd be down 10 points, a touchdown or something. So you look over the sideline on that 92, they were laughing and cutting up and playing jokes on each other. And everything else. Yes. Then when it was their time to come out on the field, they come out there and kick your rear end. And he said, that just rubbed me the wrong. It made him so mad that they were like it. But that's the way that team was. If you remember, they were something else.
Yeah, they were special. Like Coach Stallings said, the fun is in the winning. The fun is in the winning, and they won them all that year in 92. They won every time they teed it up and played, they won the game. Hey, great call, Tom.
Okay, see you, Gary.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right, let's get to AC in Bangladesh before we hit the break. Hey, AC.
Hey, how you feeling, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Feeling well. You betcha.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So you have a guy named Larry the Music Man. This is Bama Nick refers to. I hear your promo. So what is this? He's helping the show or you promote him. So what's going on, man?
Yeah, we got a music segment. We do every Wednesday at 10:30. And Larry the Music Man, who was in bands in the late 60s and 70s, touring all over the country, shares his musical experiences. And we talk mainly Southern rock because that's his, his expertise. But we get into other genres as well. And he's going to have the daughter of the legendary late Toy Caldwell, lead singer for the Marshall Tucker Band, on this morning. And, so we do a music segment every week, AC.
Oh, okay, that's good. So I got to listen back to your show. I mean, it looks like you have more music taste than Mr. Ryan Fowler for some reason. Mr. Ryan Fowler, only thing he talks about food. That's his main focus. I don't know what goes on with him. I try to help him. He's a good guy, just like you. But the thing is, you know, we're Crimson Crybabies. They're going to play Wisconsin. I hope they win. And then it becomes a tougher schedule. I mean, somehow, you guys have to get those tissues ready again because they're going to fumble. And I really hope, Mr. Gary Harris, not only do I expect Big Ten to win a three-peat, I hope Auburn Tigers beat you so bad. Crimson Crybabies will call the show. They'll cry and they'll say, I hate this, but AC is correct. Then I'm going to remind you, I told you so. Because, Mr. Harris, I love you, but I run the show, as always. Thank you.
Outstanding, AC. Hey, we're here for it, man. If Auburn beats Alabama, you're more than welcome to call in and remind us of it. I will remind you that Alabama's won 5 in a row over the Auburn Tigers in the Iron Bowl. All right, 10:18 here on the Gary Harris Show. And the weather is, you know, Chase, it's about to get perfect for, you know what, golf. It's a little bit cooler, and, you know, I'm temporarily retired from golf. I haven't touched the club since June 21st. I still got to get up and get a lesson, but I am going to get back out there at some point. And Tall Pines is an excellent golf course, a hidden gem in Tuscaloosa. Bring your A game at this semi-private golf course in Tuscaloosa. You can call to make a tee time, open Tuesday through Sunday, 556-1232, 205-556-1232. Tall Pines in the Woodland Forest neighborhood, a hidden gem in Tuscaloosa. We're coming back with more of the Gary Harris Show right after this.
Update from the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
Here at the TuscaloosaThread.com headlines brought to you by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Kentuck Festival of the Arts will remain in Tuscaloosa another 15 years. Councilman John Failed explained the importance of the decision to news partner ABC 3340.
Last year, it brought $5 million to the city, and it may be more this year.
The festival will be October the 11th and 12th at Snow Hinton Park. Today is the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season, but no tropical storms or hurricanes are expected, at least for the next 7 days. And Tuscaloosa Academy is number one in this week's 2A prep football poll. Summer's coming to an end, so let Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram put you in a new Ram truck, Dodge Charger, or a Jeep. Shop the dealership where former Bama quarterback Jalen Hurts shops. Tuscaloosa CDJR online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com or see us at 550 Skyland Boulevard East, Tuscaloosa. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more news, sports, and weather. I'm Don Hartley.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Brick and Spoon, downtown Tuscaloosa, Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair featuring a full bar with build-your-own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Available for after hours of...
And thank you, because without the donors, St. Jude wouldn't be here.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you haven't checked out Who's Q and Brew already, it's time you did so. Tuscaloosa's best barbecue with lunch specials daily and night specials Monday through Thursday. We have a full bar featuring a new cocktail and wine menu, 16 draft beers, and $5 bushwhackers, and we have 17 TVs so you can watch all the big games. New food items include baby back ribs, house-made queso, sweet vinaigrette dressing, and spicy Cajun Q sauce. And check out our breakfast catering menu. Who's Q and Brew is open 7 days a week, 1825 McFarland Boulevard North in the Northridge Center.
Your home for Alabama Crimson Tide football. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Spread picks from last week, if you're wondering what I'm doing, and that's why I'm taking a little bit of time going double checking them through. And I tell you what, some of these big favorites outside of Alabama really let me down. I took Texas, they didn't cover. I took A&M, they didn't cover. I took LSU, they didn't cover. So not everybody played great against those type of teams. So when you add it all up, I did not have a great week. Let's see, 3-6. I'm trying to make sure I got them all covered here. 3-6, did 10, and I went 5-5, Chase. 5-5. So after going 6-5, I went 5-5. So let's see. Obviously, that leaves me at 11-10. So not awful, but certainly not great. All right, we'll do it again on Friday. My SEC point spread predictions Friday at the Free at Industry Hours Pub. Right now, let's jump out on the Storage Center hotline and talk to Joseph. Hey, Joseph.
What's up, man?
You tell me.
What's up? Well, I'm going to be honest with you here. We beat Louisiana Monroe like we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
But the verdict's still out, so this Alabama team goes to the road and plays good.
Sure it is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because here lately, it's like every time we play on the road, it's like it falls to pieces.
Yeah, they didn't have a great road season last year, and off to a bad start this year. So, you know, we'll find out about this team going forward. But I think they've got a chance to be a really good football team. But if you're going to be a really good football team, you got to be able to win on the road in the SEC, and that'll be the challenge.
Well, this team, I don't get their attitude, because previous teams, the AD McCarron and Trent Richardson and all them talk. You know, they said, we used to love playing on the road. We used to love to keep the air out of that stadium. I have everybody just watching it drain and the seats empty. But this generation, my God, they win, man. It's like, Lord have mercy, they let everything affect them.
Well, it's a different time, man. And, you know, it's a different way of looking at the world for young people. So maybe there has been some toughness lost. I don't know, you know, but I know this. We'll see how this season plays out, but I think Alabama is going to have a really good football team. Hey, good to hear from you, Joseph. You're breaking up on us, so, man, we're going to let you go. We got to get ready for our Larry the Music Man segment. As I said, we're going to spotlight the Marshall Tucker Band, one of the greatest Southern rock bands in the history of popular music, and Toy Caldwell, the outstanding leader of Marshall Tucker Band, his daughter is going to join Larry and me for the Larry the Music Man segment. How about that? So looking forward to that. That's coming up next, and we'll have it for you here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. And as always, we'll take your calls for the Larry the Music Man segment on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904. Larry the Music Man coming up next.
And that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Covering University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Show. It's time for the Larry the Music Man segment, and a classic, Can't You See What That Woman She's Been Doing to Me, Marshall Tucker Band. And we've got Larry the Music Man, and we've got Toy Janelle Caldwell, Toy Caldwell's daughter, with us. And because we've got the double phone lines working, Chase is going to help me navigate, because we've got other callers lined up. So right now we're going to punch through Larry, and can you punch through Toy as well? We got both of them on. Okay, good morning, Larry and Toy. How are you?
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Gary. Toy, Janelle, good morning. I'm so...
Good morning.
Toy, I had something happen this morning. Gary, I was going to tell you before. I'm glad she's already here. But I got a call this morning about an hour ago. I've been nominated for the Georgia Country Hall of Fame.
Oh, awesome, man. Awesome.
Well, congratulations.
I want to scream and cry at the same time, because the conversations I've had with this lady, I've listened to her pour hard out. And, you know, you always get the good and bad with rock and roll. And being a daughter of a legend like Toy Caldwell, it's not always really, it doesn't turn out the way sometimes you want it to. And I'm going to let her tell the story. But, yeah, I'm stoked up about this. You know, Jimmy Hall, Toy Jimmy Hall, Willie and Jack Hall took demo tapes to Phil Walden of your dad in the band, and the famous Grant's Lounge in Macon, which is still open. We visit once a year, and I'm hoping you can come down sometime. We'll put that together another time. But if it wasn't, Jimmy Hall knew he had had something, he had something special. And when Phil Walden heard him at Grant's Lounge on the audition, he signed him immediately. And then Toy came on Don Kirshner's Rock Hall of Fame, I mean Don Kirshner's Saturday Night Macon, and performed Can't You See, and the rest is history. Of course, you were born in 77 when Carolina Dreams came out, their probably biggest album, and then heard it in a love song. But why don't you tell everybody a little bit about being Toy Caldwell's daughter, the man, the father, what his accomplishments were, what you learned from your mother growing up. You know, I know you were a teenager when you traveled with him, but just tell us a little bit about some things, what you experienced.
Oh, guys, what do you want to know? Like, just ask me some questions. I'm
all right, Toy. Well, I'll ask you some questions then, because Larry set that up nicely. But one of the things that's got to be special, and that's one of the great things about musicians, and when they, you know, accomplish as much as the Marshall Tucker Band did and Toy did, is that even after that person has passed, they live on through the music.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not, again, every father's important to their daughter or son. There's no doubt about it. And your memories live on regardless of who you are. But for you, you're always constantly reminded of your dad every time you hear a song by Marshall Tucker Band or you see a video. That's got to be, I mean, I know it touches your heart. And sometimes, though, I wonder if it's painful that, you know.
I was talking to Larry about that yesterday. It's a blessing and it's a curse, you know, because sometimes you don't want to hear the music. Cause it'll bring up emotions and you'll just like break down crying in front of a bunch of people and you don't want to. So it's so wonderful and I love it and I cherish it. And then sometimes it just comes out and it brings up, you know what I'm trying to say?
Sure, I do.
It's a blessing and a curse. And I'm just so proud of him. And I get real angry sometimes at the way he was done by a lot of the people in the music industry. And I don't.
Well, Gary, that's another part. Toy's been real candid about the things.
Can you expand on that a little bit, Toy? I mean, not without, you know, you don't have to be.
No, I know. I would never be ugly or disrespect anybody. But it's just, you know, he was the founder. He wrote all the songs. He wrote all the music. Him and Tommy were the backbone. You know, without them, it wouldn't have been anything. And it just seems like, I don't know, money makes people forget that real quickly.
Right.
And I've had my 2 feet in the cement standing on this since he passed. And I don't know, maybe I should let it go. And I have let it go. I'm just so proud of him. And he was just so good.
Right.
He was just such a good man. He wasn't like this rock star guy. He was just so normal. And he would just grab his guitar and say, Janiel, get in the truck. And we would go, you know, like one time he told me just to get in the truck and we ended up going to Charlotte and Travis Tritt was playing and he went up on stage and he just tore it up. He blew that stage. He blew everybody off the stage. I mean, I was so proud. He put me up on an amplifier. I was like 13 years old and he picked me up and he put me on this tall amplifier and he goes, I'll be right back. And he went out there and literally tore the stage up. We took a few pictures and then we got back in the truck and we went home. Like it was stuff like that. It was just, he was the coolest.
So he was an engaged dad for you and your sister.
Oh, he was, yes, softball, cheerleading. We would go fishing every day after school. Like, he took me everywhere with him. When he started the Toy Factory, I'm out of breath because I'm walking my dog. When he started the Toy Factory, he would take me on all of those because he had to start, like, all the way back over after the Marshall Tucker Band dissolved, you know? So he would, me and him would go.
Tell Gary and the listeners about your time on the bus touring with the Toy Caldwell Band, who all you met, And I think Charlie Daniels was one of your dad's best friends. He was
Charlie
the ambassador.
Was one of,
He kind of saved your, your dad
saved
had
my
a
dad.
Fortune.
Yeah. And they got it stolen out from underneath him. And Charlie went and got it back. That's pretty much
he got it back. Because you told me that you were, you told me that you walked, y'all went from, you fell from grace just that quick, but Charlie, when Capricorn,
we went from an Arabian horse farm.
Arabian
horse farm with 250 acres, the horses, the nine, you know, we went from that to having to sell everything like overnight. But then Charlie went after my dad died. I guess he went to bat for my mom or something. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but all I knew is my mom got it all back.
That's great.
Well, your mom and dad kind of hid things from me. You told me that you, and that's what parents
well,
did
I was
back
little,
then.
So I still don't know the whole story. Like, I was so little.
I don't know the whole story.
He filled in the blanks for me.
Yeah. Well, what's life like for you now, Toy and Janelle Caldwell? What are you doing these days?
I am married to my husband. He is a retired combat vet from the Army.
Awesome.
So we have a little custom engraving business.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a little custom engraving business, and we have our dog Gizmo. And I've got a son at Clemson and a son at Dorman. And I'm so proud of both of them. Both of them. One's a golf pro, and the other one is an architecture major.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, and Hayden plays the guitar. He's so good.
I was going to say, is music still a big part of your life and your family?
Yeah, Hayden's so good at it. Okay. That's another thing me and Larry were talking about, is my dad, he asked what kind of albums that my dad saved and what he listened to and everything. And I was like, my dad didn't even listen to music. He never, like, we didn't have an album collection or, you know, we just, that was his job. And then when he came home, he didn't really listen to it. He listened to his own music.
He took a brim hole, didn't he? He took you fishing all the time. Yeah.
We had a brim hole behind our house, and we would go fishing. But he would hook his amplifier up and his Les Paul, and he would go out in the backyard and just play. That was the music that he would
do. Tell the listeners about him riding off with Hank Williams Jr. for 3 days.
Oh, yeah, that happened more than once. Anytime Hank Jr. would come into town, you wouldn't see my daddy for a couple of days. But one time, they took off on the horses and went down to the Walnut Grove Opry House, and they played until the sun came up. And then, like, 2 days later, he came home. My mom couldn't stand for Hank Jr. to come over.
All the rowdy friends were getting together.
Mom was
not pleased about that. Well, this is
she couldn't stand it.
Yeah, this is neat. We want to get some callers on. So Larry, we're probably going to have to put you on hold for a moment.
Wow, that's fine.
Yeah, so
that's
can fine. So they can talk with Janelle. So let's see. It looks like John T's been on the longest. Punch him through, please, Chase. Hey, John T.
Hell, I was wanting to talk to them, Larry.
Well, hold on.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It's okay.
No, it's all right. Hold on, John T. It's just when we've got two people, two guests, we only have one available phone line. So put Toy Janelle on hold, and we'll put John T. on with Larry. So I'm going to let Chase handle all that because I don't want to cut anybody off here. So, all right, John T. want to talk to you, Larry.
John T., what you got, man?
The hell. Let me go ahead and I was on the radio before you, right before you were on with Whip and Barry.
Okay. Yeah, I remember your call. Yeah.
Okay. Now, my question is, and West Alabama has a long, long music history. Now, I'm gonna go deep. The Lubin Brothers.
Oh my Lord! I have the albums right behind me. I love the Lubin Brothers, brother. Woo! I mean, that's a whole show right there.
Bobby Shines. Blues. Bobby Shines.
Yep.
and well, his daughter Candy Shy.
Mm-hmm.
What really, really pretty dang cool.
Yeah. Well, we've covered a lot of this, John T. If you listen every week, we've gone through the rich history of West Alabama and Tuscaloosa music scene with Larry and
That was our first run, Gary.
Chuck LaVelle, yeah. This all started with Chuck LaVelle. Larry heard me talking about Chuck LaVelle, and it just kind of blossomed into this. So,
Of course, Chuck. I've had the fortunate opportunity to hang out with him. So, but anyways, gentlemen, I just wanted to put that on there. And, oh, the main thing I was calling for, the vinegar tip. You're an old timey country boy myself, you know.
I'm 72. I drink it every day.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, John T. Listen, we got to get to some other callers, and the vinegar tip is one Whippenberry show. We appreciate you calling in, man, but we want to
get Toy back on.
Yeah, we got to get Toy back on here. That's what we're trying to do. So, all right, Toy, John T. wanted to talk to Larry. But by the way, before we get back to Toy Janil, a lot of congratulations coming through on social media for you being nominated for the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame. Gil said congratulations, Larry. Curtis said the same, so they're excited for you. Congratulations, Larry. Woot woot, Georgia Music Hall of Fame. That's a huge deal. All right, Toy, Janil, let's get back on topic before we have to take a break. And we're talking about what you're doing now and how music is still a big part of your family, and you got a son that plays guitar. But did you once you've grown up in that family, did you think about a music career, or was that something that you enjoyed? You said your dad wasn't really about music when he wasn't playing professionally. Was that something you ever considered, or did you just knew you wanted to go in a different direction?
I love it, and I love to sing. I just think I think I'm better than I am.
Well, we all do that.
I love it, though. No, yeah. I love it. I wish I would have. And if my dad would have, oh God, I just miss him so bad. I wish if he was still alive, if he would have been alive, I know that I would have went that way.
Okay.
I would have been on stage with him, and I would have. Yes, sir. That is what would have happened. Sir.
All right. Well, the calls are lined up, and I think the rest of them are for Toy Janil. But let's go ahead and get our break in, and we've got Ragged Glory, Philip and Cowboy all waiting in queue to talk with the daughter of the legendary Toy Caldwell, Toy Janil Caldwell, here on the Gary Harris Show and the Larry the Music Man segment. We'll be right back after this.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of The Game, we're going to continue a Southern Ohio score prediction day. Kaylin DeBoer provides an injury update following the SEC teleconference. We'll go to Madison, Wisconsin. We'll talk to Mike Heller. He'll talk about the University of Wisconsin. Where are they out from a health standpoint? We'll also have a chance to visit with Aaron Torres, Fox Sports. Pete Nakos from On3 gives us an update starting at 2 p.m. right here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WT. TBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa.
I'll still be making the plays, you'll be making the bets, and finally getting the sports glory you deserve. The sports book at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Los Tarascos has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And, of course, you can find Los Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big-screen television so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Los Tarascos features daily...
filter.com/country for your free gutter inspection today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Need to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Then subscribe to our YouTube channel for exclusive content. On your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9. And streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Man, some good music. 10:49, welcome back in. All right, phone calls are lined up for Toy Janelle Caldwell, the daughter of the legendary Toy Caldwell from the Marshall Tucker Band. So we're going to take them in the order that they came in because we got to rattle them off pretty quickly. Ragged Glory, you're on with Toy Janelle Caldwell. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? Miss Toy, let me tell you, I'm a little full of emotion right now because I want to tell you something. It is an honor to meet you because of your father, Toy, and your uncle, Tommy. What they did for me in the 70s made them my favorite Southern rock band, and the music was beautiful. The songs your father wrote spoke to me.
Amen. Okay?
And along with the accompaniment, the acoustic, the flutes, the pianos, but him and his guitar, his vocals, and Tommy hanging the bottom end down. That was my favorite, and there's a long story behind all of this that maybe sometime in the future I can share with you.
Yes, send me a friend request on Facebook.
You know what? I'm still getting that under development. And it's okay, but thank you. I will look you up. Is it Toy Caldwell? Facebook?
It's Toy Janelle Caldwell.
Mm-hmm. Janelle. Okay.
Yes.
The one thing I do want to say for you is this. Based on the pitch of your voice, sometimes when we all sing, we don't think we're as good as what needs to be heard. I would love for you to get with Carrie Lane and do a duet.
I would love to.
Man, I'm telling you, both of you all in a duet could deliver it. That's what I want to say today, and hopefully in the future you and I can talk and collaborate because you're beautiful, and it's an honor to meet you. And Larry shared with me a picture of your father's guitar hanging on a wall with your album collection of all the music you like. Yep, he shared it. And I asked him, I said, is she single?
She's taken. Hey, Ragged Glory, great stuff, man. We got four more callers we want to get to, but thank you so much. We appreciate that phone call. Next
bless
up,
your heart. It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, and we'll be send her a friend request on Facebook. I'm going to do the same. All right, let's get to Philip next, Chase, please. Hey, Philip, you're on with Toy Janelle Caldwell.
Hey, Toy, it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's fantastic music, and I want to tell you that music was car driving music when it came out. I was a teenager, so I wasn't driving when I first got to know about the band, but it was part of the Coach Bryant era at Alabama, and we're a sports show here, and we talk music too, but that music was car driving music that I listened to during football season. It took me all over the South.
Yeah, it still is car driving music,
ain't it? Yeah, good car driving music, and it took me all over the South, everywhere from Elba to Grove Hill to Tallahassee to Ellic City to Birmingham to Tuscaloosa and points in between. And I appreciate everything they did. But Cattle Drive is my favorite song.
Cattle Drive. What album's that off of? I feel bad. I don't know that one.
I think it was off It was off I think it was a 1974 album. I'm sure Larry might tell.
Yeah, we'll have to push him back through when we're done with the calls, though. So
By the way, My Blues is my favorite song, and a lot of people don't know that one. But you know, Clint Black redid that song, and it got nominated for a CMA.
Well, you know, the music incorporated blues and country rock and jazz, and that's what's so great about it. But I just wanted to tell you, I appreciate you being on the show, and it's been very interesting.
Thank you so much, Philip. Yep. We're going to get to Punch Cowboy through, please, Chase. Is Cowboy gone? Cowboy gone. All right, punch Larry back through then. Cowboy, call back if you can. All right, Larry, we had to get those calls in for Toy Janiel, but you heard a lot of the comments. People excited to have her on. And the song that Philip talked about, Larry, the cattle drive song, are you familiar with that?
And I can understand now. We talked about this in the beginning. Toy Janiel was born in 77.
Yeah, this came out a little bit later.
Yeah, well, and she told me that her parents hid a lot of stuff from her. That I think we're gonna have to do a part two of this because we hadn't covered a lot of the stuff that she wants to cover.
I'm familiar with Cattle Drive a little bit. I mean, I think that
came out.
I think Philip said of 75. I think that came out around after Toy was born. I want to say that came out around 80 or so.
If I hear it, I'll probably know. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
Cattle Drive came out around 74.
Oh, it did? Okay.
It was da 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 da. Okay. It was an instrumental type. Yeah, anyway.
All right.
Toy. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, they had a lot of songs,
We talked about Gary.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to cover it. And I want to get her back on, and she and I will talk
did you
later.
Did you hear Raggy Glory said he wanted to hear her and Carrie Lane do a duet? Did you catch that, Larry?
I told you, Toy, about Carrie Lane. In fact, I messaged Carrie this morning. She's in Gulfport every Wednesday.
I love that. Maybe she can help me sing better because I don't have anybody to help me.
Every Wednesday night, and I'll share that Friday. But yeah, she's awesome, and she loves your dad. We messaged a little bit. She does, can't you see? In her shows, so
okay. Well, I got a quick question for Toy because your sister Cassidy, do you are you close to her? What does she do?
Oh, I am. I mean, she's in St. Louis. She's super successful. She's the CEO of St. Louis Rescue. She's the CEO of that. So she took off. Like she didn't. I, on the other hand, was the wild child and had to go through all the lessons of life to get me to sit down and behave. So she took this. She's never had a speeding ticket, the other sister. But she's a good one. So she's in St. Louis doing her thing, and I finally pulled myself together, and now it's time for me to do my thing.
Yeah. Well, I just sent you a friend request on Facebook, so.
Gary.
Cool.
Yeah.
One of the stories that we're going to do a part two.
Okay.
Toy was left alone pretty much. When Toy died, he wrote the song Midnight Promises, the one you played a little bit for her with Greg Allman in the studio. And Chris Hicks out of Macon is the one that connected me with Toy, a famous, he's played with everybody from the Outlaws. Mm-hmm. He was the premier guitar player for Marshall Tucker when they were pretty much had more original members after Toy died. But, you know, she had to deal with all this. Abby went in denial by what Toy's told me. And even after things happened and got bad, it was all on this little girl we're talking to that had to deal with all this. Mm-hmm. She had to handle the estate. She got money back that was owed, and we're going to go into that another time. It's quite... Yeah. It's a fall from grace. It's a
redemption
chapter.
Story. Yeah, I can tell already it's a redemption story.
It's Gone
story.
With the Wind, brother. Yeah. It's like a chapter out of Gone with the Wind.
Hey, well, listen, I got to get Gone with the Wind, too. You know, there's another show coming on after me. So, and tell Bryce, Chase, that we're sorry we couldn't get to him. We're all out of time. Toy, Janiel, thank you so much. And we appreciate
welcome,
your time and great. great insight into a great musician and a legendary figure in Southern rock, your dad, Toy Caldwell. And Larry, thank you. We'll resume.
We'll get her back, Gary. All right. We'll do a part two.
All right. Okay. Thank both of y'all. All right. We got to go. We got to close it out. This has been the Gary Harris Show. This hour has been brought to you by Patterson Law Firm. The Miller's Edge is coming up next. Bryce, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you, but we're all out of time. Call back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the Thursday edition of the Gary Harris Show. Have a great day, everybody.